This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. You dialed it correctly to USA Prepares. I'm delighted to be broadcasting today. We broadcast 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. If you'd like to call us, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is 605-477-3249, 605-477-3249. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
Well, you know, I've read the article about the gunman who shot dead, it looks like at least 50 people, injured at least 406 people.
Oh, no, really?
In Las Vegas,
when did this happen?
Well, let me read you what it says. This is from the Daily Mail. It says, gunman who shot dead 50 people. Now, I've read other articles that say maybe a little bit more than 50. But gunman who shot dead 50 people and injured 406 when he opened fire on a packed Vegas music festival from the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel before committing suicide. Goes on to say, at least 50 people have been killed, more than 406 injured, after a shooting at the Route 91 Harvest Festival in Las Vegas, Nevada. The shooter has been identified as Stephen Paddock, 64, who opened fire from a 32nd floor room of the Mandalay Bay Hotel after 10 p.m. Sunday night. Police say that they breached Paddock's room and found him dead inside along an arsenal of weapons. Cops have located Mary Lou Danley, described as Paddock's companion and roommate, for questioning, but don't believe she's involved in the shooting. They say he'd been staying at in Las Vegas since September 28th. Paddock was reportedly retired and came to Las Vegas often to gamble, his brother said. It's the deadliest shooting in U.S. history, eclipsing last year's massacre at Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida. The article goes on a lot farther, and there's
I've got a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
How can he have a room full of weapons and his girlfriend not figure out that something's not quite right?
The only thing I can think of is maybe she wasn't with him in that room. That's one thing. You know, another thing is to shoot and kill 50 people, you probably need close to 50 cartridges, unless, you know, two of them are lined up perfectly and you can kill two with one shot. But 406 were injured. So that kind of tells me that somewhere around 500 shots were fired. I mean, that's just a guess on my part.
That's a lot of bullets.
Yeah, that's a lot of cartridges. And so what kind of cartridges would they be? Now,
AK-47?
I was thinking about... Well, yeah, AK-47.
That's a guess.
It'd be... Yeah, AK-47, short cartridge. You could put probably enough to do that much carnage in a in an ammo can, you know, a 50 caliber ammo can. You know, one of the things that came to mind was, what would he, what kind of a weapon would he use? Well, if you're shooting from the 10th floor and a floor is about 10 feet, he's 100 feet up in the air. And if you're shooting down, maybe a 22 would even, you know, be that lethal. And I was thinking, okay, what would a 22 weapon be? And the thing that came to my mind was something called a Tech 22, T-E-C 22, and that's a like a handheld. It's a pistol, and it can easily accommodate a magazine, an aftermarket magazine that would hold 25 to 50 rounds. Now that thing, that magazine would be about the size of a banana, literally. And that's pretty small. And I was thinking maybe he used a few of those. You know, 10 of those magazines would be about 500 rounds. Then I was thinking, well, maybe he used a 9mm. And, of course, that would probably take three times the volume for that many cartridges in 9mm. I don't think 45 doesn't make a lot of sense because it's a slow-moving bullet and they don't have a lot of range. But then I was thinking, well, maybe it was a rifle, as you said. And, you know, there are rifles that have collapsible stocks. One of them is the Ruger 10/22. You can get a folding stock for that. And, of course, they use 22 caliber ammunition. And I'm not trying to say that this is what people should do. I'm just trying to figure out how he could get that many rounds of ammunition up into his hotel room. Maybe it would take several trips. I'm sure it took several trips, you know, as I think about this in my mind. You know, I'm guessing. Plus, I don't have any facts any more than anybody else does. I'm not privileged to anything that you're not privileged to. So it was a terrible, terrible event. And so what is the lesson that those of us who weren't there can learn from this? One is, why would you want to go to a concert? Why would you want to be, in today's environment, why would you want to be at an event where there are lots of people where easily, a whole bunch could be injured, killed, maimed, wounded, scarred for life, if you don't have to be? What do you get? When you're all done coming home from this concert or a ball game, watching guys with short pants run around jumping on a ball or hitting a ball or throwing a ball around the field or kicking a ball and hitting it with their heads, what do you get when you're all done watching one of those things? What do you get? I mean, you've spent some money, you've been gone for a half a day or more, but what do you get? Do you have a result? Do you have a result that you can say, well, that was really worth $200? I'm so glad I wasted $200 on that. I mean, what do you get? So, and the risk of being there. And I was thinking about, okay, so how many ball games have I been to in my life? I think three. None of which I said, hey, let's go to a ball game. The only time I've gone to a ball game is when someone said, I have a ticket, or we have tickets, and we're going. Kind of like when the company says, hey, you know, this is a team-building thing, and we're all going to a ball game. Kind of whether you like it or not. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the only... Or when I was a child. You know, I went to a ball game once when I was a child. Other than that, and I didn't buy those tickets either. So I've never bought tickets for a ball game. And I don't ever plan to. But I was thinking about this, Lenneth. And, you know, there are plenty of people who have drones. And there are plenty of people who are thinking that they can use drones for all kinds of things. Well, a drone could be used to rain mayhem down at a ball game. And there are plenty of people packed in a ball game, right? Why would I want to subject myself or my family or my friends to that? And for what? What is the purpose? Watching guys with short pants run around a field, chasing a ball. I'm not up for it. Those are my thoughts, Gwyneth. And you know, I feel terrible about what happened, but there's a lesson here. There's a lesson, and that is you don't have to go to these events. Have I been to a concert? Yes, I have. I believe I've been to two concerts in my life. One was Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and the other one was the Beach Boys. Did I take away anything from that I had to have in my life? No. No. And back then, I'm talking about in the 70s, concerts were a lot safer, a lot safer. And I don't think I bought tickets for either one of those as well. Just a thought. Gwyneth, do you have any comments about?
Yeah, you know, I'm just waiting for the police to suddenly find some right-wing literature or, you know, a copy of some, you know, Joel Skousen text or an InfoWars T-shirt in this hotel room. Then we'll know it's a setup.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I've got to say.
And people are snapping. People are
stupid
doing
enough. A lot of people are stupid enough to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, it's something where you know, a lot of people now are aware. Since the passports at the 9/11 thing, you know, of all the things that you know, happened to fall out of the Twin Towers, that happened to be the passports of two of the supposed hijackers.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people are a bit more aware now than they were back then.
The article goes on to say two on-duty Las Vegas police officers who engaged the shooter have been hospitalized. One of the officers was critically injured but is now in stable condition after undergoing surgery. The other officer suffered minor injuries. Neither has been identified. Two officers with the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department were also injured in the shooting. One is in critical condition. The other is in stable condition. Their names have not been released. Lots of people were there. I mean, it was packed. It was packed. I'm just perusing the article. Quite a horrific
scene. I think they might have killed the guy, but they didn't want to say that.
Well, they say
killing the gunman or something stupid like that.
They say he committed suicide. That's what they say.
Well, they would.
Yep. We'll be right back.
Yep.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. I'm Vin Finelli.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with me, and we're talking about the massacre in Las Vegas. Gwyneth, I'm looking at some images on the internet about this the shooting and the response, and I see ten colored uniforms with, it looks like, black stripes. I believe it's the Las Vegas Police Department. And I see five guys running. Okay, they are with they're with rifles. One guy has a shotgun, and the others have what looks like AR-15s. However, I can see the magazine belts that they're wearing, and they don't look like 223s or 5.56 cartridges. They really look like 9mm. And you can get a barrel for an AR-15 and convert it to 9mm. And I think that's what these guys are using. So these guys in uniforms with police badges or police shields, as they like to call them, looks like Metropolitan Las Vegas Police Department. They've got some pretty serious weapons with them, and a lot more than you would see with a standard cop and a handgun. They've got extra magazines. They've got, of course, radios, helmets, face shields, body armor, knee pads, you know, as well as handguns. They are equipped. They've got a lot of tools on their belts. and they are ready for war. And they came out in force, and I also saw an image of, you know, plenty of police cars, of course, SUVs, really, and I saw a vehicle, a heavy-duty armored vehicle, and it was marked FBI. So they brought out a lot of weapons very, very quickly to this event. Now, I know from what I've read previously that they had plenty of police presence at the event to begin with. But there are guys that look like SWAT team types. And by the way, they were bashing into doors in the hotel, I believe, where the shooter was. And these guys have backpacks on. They're dressed in military camouflage. FBI, police. I can't read what the military uniforms say, but it's camo. I'll tell you, it was a scene of carnage. Very, very sad. Very sad.
Hmm.
But
it sounds like they knew that something was going to happen.
Well, could be. And it sure looks like, it says here, hotel guests staying at the Mandalay Bay said they were woken by SWAT teams bursting into the rooms.
Wow.
And they yelled at me. Here's what it says. They yelled at me like, quote, "Get some clothes on," end quote. I got my shirt, but I left my phone, my wallet when I came out of my room. They were telling us to run. I saw cops with guns. It was crazy. That's what it says. Anyway, that's I don't have much more than that to report. It was very, very, very sad. A lot of carnage before the alleged gunman allegedly took his own life. That's about all I have at this moment. But I'm sure more information will come out. But again,
it sounds to me like this is an example of something called a wind-up toy. Okay. For example, a number of years ago in Melbourne, there was a particular man, and he went crazy with a weapon on a major street of an inner suburb in Melbourne. And this major street of this inner suburb of Melbourne just happened to be around the corner from my husband's mission. And this man was Julian Knight. The street was called Hoddle Street. And ever since then, this has been called the Hoddle Street Massacre. And he killed a large number of people. I can't remember how many. It might have been up to a dozen people before he was finally arrested. Now, I'll continue telling this story on the other side of the break, mm-hmm. because I think this is an important case study of what exactly a wind-up toy is. And it's so sad. It really is. They probably knew about this guy all along.
Gwyneth and I will be right back after these bottom-of-the-hour commercials.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking about the massacre in Las Vegas. 50, at least, killed. 406, at least, injured. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth, we've got Mike in Maryland. Mike, welcome.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
What's the constant refrain I hear from alt media? Is that we can't trust the corporate-controlled mainstream media. So why the heck should we believe them when they say 50 were killed and 200 or 400 were injured? Who's to say nobody was killed? Who's to say nobody was injured? I've seen several videos, numerous photos. I see no evidence whatsoever of any blood, of any injuries. As a matter of fact, there's one photograph of a police car. There's like three cops cowering behind the car. One is underneath holding a weapon underneath the car. The other one on the other side is underneath the car, apparently holding a weapon. There's a guy 5 feet behind him in civilian clothes looking at his iPhone. And there's another guy in front of the car about 20 feet and slightly to the left. And the cop car is nowhere near the hotel. It looks like a staged photograph.
I'm looking at exactly that photograph, the one that you're mentioning. It's this particular one is on dailymail.co.uk. You're absolutely right. There's a cop. He's lying down. He looks like he's got, I can't tell if, I guess it's a rifle. I can see, it looks like a rifle. There's another guy facing the police car on the side on his cell phone, a black man. I'm using a black man just to refer to who he is, and there's a white guy on the other side of the car. And one guy, the black man is on his, looks like his cell phone. The white guy is holding his cell phone as if he's going to call somebody or text or something like that. And then you're right, the police officers are crouched down. However, I've seen other photographs in the same article where there are people with blood on them. There are people, either they're lying down and it's fake blood and they're positioned to look like they've been injured or they have either been injured or killed. That, I mean, it looks like some windows were shot out of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. It looks like two windows, three windows have been shot out. I don't know. It looks pretty real to me. It really does. And I do understand what you're saying. But here's the question, I guess, to put an exclamation point on what you're saying. There's a woman cop with a shotgun. She is standing at the grill of what I believe is a police car, black and white police car. She's crouched down. She's got a shotgun. She's aiming it. She does not have a helmet on. And somebody about 15 degrees off axis from the barrel, the muzzle of the shotgun, is taking her picture. Now, who in their right mind would take a picture of someone holding a shotgun maybe 10 feet out of the direct path of the projectile from the shotgun? Who would do that? I don't know. I certainly wouldn't.
Probably lots of people in the younger generation who have never been around firearms.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking at lots of police presence. I'm looking at fire-med presence. I'm looking at emergency response people. So, Mike, could it be enhanced? Yeah, I guess it could. Meaning, could there be reports of more carnage than actually happened? Yeah, I guess that could happen. However, I kind of think this is real. I really do. And, the looks on some of the, either they're actors and they're doing a really good job of looking like they're concerned, look like they're running, or it's real.
Well, you can panic anybody,
yes.
You know, so I don't know. I mean, we have to sift through the wheat and chaff to determine what really happens, you know, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just want to say the Four Seasons, when I was a kid, was my favorite group. That is, until the Beatles came along.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can tell you, it sounded like when I was at that concert with Mrs. Fennelly, that's something that she wanted to take me to. And that's why I went. We were dating at the time. And it sure sounded like Frankie Valli had his testicles in a vice. when he was singing. He really had a high-pitched voice. But it was they were quite excellent in performing. And by the way, so were the Beach Boys. There was another concert that I went to. One of our instructors, Dr. Shane, and his wife asked if Mrs. Finelli and I wanted to go with him to see the Eagles. They happened to be in Springfield maybe 10 years ago. Other than that, I haven't been to any others.
I've been to a bunch of concerts. I saw the Eagles in 1972, mm-hmm. and Linda Ronstadt opened for them.
Mm-hmm.
Great show.
Well, you know, the Eagles, they don't get on stage without knowing exactly what they're going to do. It's well rehearsed. It's well choreographed. It is not spontaneous. They may have it look like it's spontaneous, but they actually opened up and said, look, it's really not spontaneous. We rehearse and rehearse and rehearse and re-rehearse everything we do to make sure it goes off without a hitch. That's what they said to us in Springfield, Missouri. But Mike, you know, you bring up some points. There are a lot of people who think that some of these events are staged, some of these events are manufactured, some of these events they have actors, crisis actors, in front of the camera to cause alarm and concern and pity and fear. I believe that that happens too. Some of the news companies have been caught manufacturing video. They get actors to stand in front of the camera and they create fake shoots and release them as if they're real, and people respond to them as if they're real. But this looks like a lot of this is real. And I do understand what you're saying, that, you know, you have some fireworks and you can set off fireworks and you can cause a panic. If you got that many people, you know, you could have some staged actors and staged provocateurs, you know, yelling gunshots and fire, and people are getting killed, and, you know, stage them around the event and have caused pandemonium. I believe that could happen too. But in this case, I think a lot of this happened to be real. I really do. I'm sorry to say it, but I don't know how we would prove that it wasn't real unless we were there, right?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's you know, it's a conundrum. You know, we have to, I don't know. We just can't take anything for granted, in my opinion.
That's a really good point. So, Mike, when I first read this article before the broadcast this morning, I was in the kitchen at the computer, you know, just checking up on last-minute news and world events. And as I was reading this article, I was thinking, what would Vinny do? Okay, first of all, Vinny would not want to be there. But if Vinny were there, it would be unlikely that Vinny would want to be there without having his own protection. Now, here's the question. And this is a serious question, class. So, let's say you're at an event and there is someone shooting, okay? Let's say it's at the Aurora Movie Theater in Colorado, and there's a gunman who comes in the side door and starts plinking and starts shooting people, and he's got body armor on. He's got protection on his legs, his chest, his groin. He's got a helmet, and he's got a rifle, and he just starts shooting. So let's say Vinny had his .45, and let's say Vinny thought, you know, I think I could take this guy out. All right? So Vinny decides he's going to stop this active shooter. And he discharges 3 rounds and takes this guy out. Now, what is the probability that when the police come, they're going to kill Vinny because he shot his .45? Pretty high, right? What is the possibility that in this case, when you have this massive crowd, and the numbers that I read were about 22,000 people attended this. Now, that would, I guess that number would be over time, not all at one instant, but over the event, 22,000 people. Okay, so there are shots being fired from this, let's say, from this hotel room, 10 stories up. And Vinny decides, you know, maybe he could get a couple rounds up there and maybe slow this guy down. So Vinny can take his 45 and start shooting at the hotel. Now, there's a possibility that Vinny could miss and hit, you know, one, two, or three rooms up or down, you know. There's a lot of commotion going on, and 45 is, you know, not really good for this purpose. It's good for close in, but not too good for this kind of thing. But if that's all Vinny has, and he wants to do something, and he starts blinking, and he starts shooting at this building, what's the possibility that Vinny's going to get shot on the ground by the cops? Pretty high, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong if you try to take the law into your own hands.
Well, is it taking the law into your own hands, or is it protecting yourself from this person who's blinking, whoever it may be?
To me,
it's not taking, you know, I understand what you're saying, Mike, but to me, it's not taking the law into your own hands. To me, it's shooting back.
Well, either way, you know, we can debate semantics, but there's all kinds of things that can go wrong, because you could miss the actual shooter and hit somebody.
That's what I said.
And like you said, you could be mistaken by the police for the actual shooter.
Yep.
I'd just be, even if I was armed in a situation where there was an active shooter and I had the possibility of taking him out, I'd just be extremely nervous and, you know,
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that. So, Mike, hold that thought. Hold that thought. And we'll talk about it when we come back on the other side of the break. And I'm going to tell you what a cop told me, if you're in a situation like this, to help prevent you from being shot by the cops. Help prevent you. Not prevent you, but help prevent you from being shot. We'll be right back. Mike in Maryland's with us. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. She's in Australia. I'm Vin Finelli. This is USA Prepares.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements, as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you a Catholic with traditional values, seeking traditional worship, but are fed up, angry, and disgusted by corruption in the church? If so, then consider Servants of the Holy Family, a community of priests and brothers who are fighting those who have infiltrated the church, intending to create a one-world government and one-world religion. Help and support this great cause. Visit survey.org, spelled S-E-R-V-I.org. Come to our Mass. Become a priest or brother now at survey.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Mike in Maryland is with us. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us in Australia. And we're talking about the massacre in Las Vegas. And during the bottom of the hour, during the last break, Mrs. Finelli and I were chatting about this. And she said, you know, most people don't have machine guns. And she's absolutely right. However, if a person wants to have a machine gun, there's a $200 tax that you pay to the federal government. And you can have a registered machine gun, you know, if you pass their background check. So if many who are listening to this broadcast or just most people in general can have a machine gun just by applying to the government and paying a $200 tax and legally purchasing a machine gun. The machine gun is either a pistol or a rifle that is capable of shooting multiple rounds with the squeezing of the trigger once. Okay. And back in the Great Depression era, the 1920s and 1930s, you know, there were gangland shootings, and one of the weapons of choice was the Tommy gun, the Thompson.
I was going to say Tommy gun.
Yeah, Tommy gun. And Tommy guns are available. I saw a Tommy gun available in .22 caliber. I saw they come in 9mm, .45. So, you know, there are variants of it. And I went to a website And I was thinking, okay, the police who responded, the FBI, the SWAT teams, looks like those guys were carrying, could be machine guns. And I was looking at, so what's available in a short AR style, 9mm, semi-automatic or automatic rifle? And so here's what I found. So you can get an AR style, an AR-9, and I'm not advocating this. I'm just saying these are just the facts. You get a 9mm rifle. It looks like an AR-15, but it's chambered in 9mm. The barrel length is 14.7 inches or 16 inches. The overall length is about 31 and a quarter inches or 32 and three quarter inches. And empty, it weighs 6 pounds, 1 ounce. And you can have magazines that are high capacity. So you can have lots and lots of rounds of ammunition in this 9mm style AR type rifle. And it's short. And you can get it with a collapsible stock. I'm not recommending that you do it. I'm just saying these are the facts. So maybe that adds a little more information as to how a bunch of, allegedly, an arsenal, if you will, that's what the media is calling it, got into this hotel room. Maybe that's how. Here is an advertisement for an AR-9 carbine, okay? And it says here, it's Wilson Combat. It says, not simply a converted AR-15, the Wilson Combat AR-9 has been specifically designed for superior reliability and maximum accuracy while retaining the familiar handling controls of the AR platform. I mean, that's their advertisement. And I told you about the particulars, the specifications. Mike, go ahead.
I just wanted to mention, I collect AK-47s. You can buy them for as cheap as $500 or $600 up to $1,500. But a fully automatic AK-47 will cost at least $15,000 or $20,000. That, you know, maybe you can find one for $10,000 somewhere. Maybe 10 years ago they're going for $5,000 or $6,000. But a fully automatic AK-47 legally purchased will go from anywhere from $10,000 to $20,000. But I'm looking at the Daily Mail article. Oh, shoot.
Huh?
I'm commenting on the Daily Mail article.
Yeah, you want to hold through the top of the hour break?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Gwyneth is with us. We'll all be here. And, you know, Mike, an AK-47 can be converted relatively inexpensively, illegally, to an automatic weapon. Right? It can be converted. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying, you know, you're talking about legally doing it. Well, if you're going to murder, I don't know, 50 people or more, who's worried about the law, right? So we got some problems here. We got some problems here. And I'm just going to make...
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit AtlasSurvivalShelters.com.